This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Jared first knocked it loose.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Intercepted. Christian Roseboom undercut at the 45. Boom!
Stafford out of the shotgun.
Throws it. It's tipped and it's intercepted. Intercepted by the Dolphins, Anthony Walker.
Tua takes a snap, pulls it back out, throws it, touchdown. It's Tyreek Hill.
Today's guests, Academy Award winning actor J.K. Simmons, Falcons running back Bijan Robinson, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. J.K. Simmons, who plays Santa Claus, good old Nick, in the new Prime Video film Red One, which is available in theaters nationwide on Friday, along with Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, great cast. This just shows you how much I adore J.K. Simmons, is that he's on this program to talk about his new movie. And I am fully aware I'm going to get multiple barrels of action from this Buckeye fan that I don't really want to hear. I'm trying to make this. I'm trying to be positive in this crazy mixed up world. I know it's coming. And he might want to, you know, because he's a big old English D guy. I might get the Tigers coming my way or the Yankees losing. You know, might get that.
I think you're going to get all of it.
I mean, is he a Lions guy? I don't know. If we've never really talked professional football.
No, it's always been Ohio State when he's here.
Yeah. So that's coming.
Yeah.
That'll be great. Bijan Robinson, kind enough to zoom in coming off of that loss in New Orleans, although not because of him.
He's balling.
He's terrific. He's an Offensive Player of the Year candidate, for sure, in 2024.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I guess.
How is he not?
Well, because they're 6-4.
Excuse me, it's the running back award. You and I both know it. Well, unless there's somebody like Tyreek Hill going off. You know, Jamar Chase might be in that mix.
Something terrible would have to happen to Derrick Henry.
When you
say
that the five guys, it would be Jamar Chase, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, right?
I'm looking at the odds.
You'd have to put Bijan in there right now in a top five finish.
So can we just change the MVP to quarterback of the year
You know that's what it is.
I know, but let's stop.
McCaffrey actually broke through on it last year.
What I'm saying is, let's stop trying to fool people. Let's just tell them what it really is.
McCaffrey should have been MVP last year, let's be honest.
Well, Chris Brockman can't quit slagging on Brock Purdy with every opportunity.
That's not true. Brock Purdy played great on Sunday.
There you go. Look at that.
Yeah, I could do it.
Appreciate you saying that.
It's in there.
Yeah, it just hurts him too, dude.
All right. because of the Shane Waldron, offensive coordinator Shane Waldron firing in Chicago, we did not get to what we usually start our Tuesday show with a Monday night review presented by Lowe's. And let's do it. Just up the road here. Major upset last night. And I'm not saying that the Dolphins beating the Rams and performing maybe the best they've performed all year is an upset. I'm just saying both Brockman and Del Tufo didn't sell their tickets. They both went. Wow. I mean, that's the biggest upset of Week 10, I would think.
What do you think?
I would have to say so.
They were both there.
Brockman's and Del Tufo's house.
That's right. It was your guys. Collectively, it was your house.
Yes. It's our house.
Last night. Big upset.
But Cage and I were holding it down.
That might not have shown up in the box score. But this is the Miami Dolphins team I was pointing towards earlier in the season, in the preseason, where I'm like, you know what? I have a higher register. I'm like, maybe they can actually knock off the Bills in the AFC East. Defensively, what a game that was.
Yes.
Fourth quarter, yes. They finally closed. Third time this year, they led in the fourth quarter, and or were tied in the fourth quarter, and actually came up with a win. Three of their six losses included fourth quarter leads or a moment in which they were tied with their opponent.
Yeah, and they're so close to a three-game winning streak right now.
They are.
And Tua's return.
Had they not had that unfortunate snap for a safety against Arizona when Tua returned, and we all know how well Tua played against the Bills, and now last night came out, drove right down the field on the second time they started a game with a touchdown on offense. Can't believe there's that. How about Tyreek Hill and Waddle having two touchdowns combined going into that game? Did you also, and also, let's give it up for the big fella. One of my favorite humans that I have met in my 20-plus years with NFL Network. Balling out. Game wrecker, yeah. Calais Campbell.
Yep.
You refer to him as, you know, 90-million-year veteran or Walter Payton Man of the Year, Calais Campbell. How about game wrecker Calais Campbell last night? He was wrecking that offensive line along with the Sealer came back. Yep. It was good to see him back. You saw they were laying the wood in the second level as well last night.
Calais was back up there hitting step back threes. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah, at one point, celebration.
Did a little dribble between the legs and tossed up the three.
And to see, again, that moment for the Dolphins, it's been a while. We hadn't seen that this year. And it kind of went right down the tubes right at the beginning when Tyreek Hill got thrown down to the pavement prior to that game one. Did you hear Lisa Salter's report last night?
About
that he hurt himself.
Yeah.
He had a partial tear in his wrist for that and didn't want to make excuses?
He also said how that incident with the cops
messed with him.
Yeah, which obviously we kind of forgot about it. But yeah, I could see how that mentally was fatiguing for him.
Yeah.
And continues to be.
And boy, did the Dolphins need it. They needed it. We'll get to talk about the Rams in a second, but you know how you could say a statement and it's very rare that it's good and bad when you say the statement.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very rare when you make a statement and it's both good and bad. Here's one of them. Tua certainly isn't thinking about his concussions while he's playing.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Let's get the good. Yeah. Let's get the good. Here's the good. He's just slinging it on third down. And this is the game last night. The Rams could not convert a third down for their lives.
Yep.
And Tua was 9 of 12 on third down last night.
Right off the bat, too. Opening drive hits Waddle on a long third down, and they end up scoring a long touchdown run right thereafter. And they were kind of off and running.
9 of 12 for 137 yards on third down alone, including one after he took yet another sack where he could get rid of the football. He pirouetted out of, like, the blitz was coming to his right, and he pirouetted to his left away out of it. And then found an open receiver for a first down. How many times did you see open receivers on third down after Jared Verse, who's really great?
Really great.
Oh, okay, like that the Rams would force him in third down and then they couldn't get off the field. And it was because a lot of Tua hanging in there, making the throws that he needs to make. So that's good. He's not thinking about his concussion problem doing that.
Yep.
And then he's not thinking of his concussion problems.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the number of times where I am sitting at home, I'm like, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. I'm like, I'm literally saying it in different inflection. He holds on to it so long that you can have different inflections of saying the words. Like, get rid of it. You just go, get rid of it. Dude. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Like, there's different ways of, you can, you could say that like over and over again, there's different inflections. Like, get rid of it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Like, you could different ways of doing it with him. That's how long he holds on to it. And then after he throws an interception, bro, can we not try and make a tackle?
You don't need to be in on the tackle.
And put your head in it.
Get away. Let somebody else do it.
Like, that's when you're like, bro, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, look, instinct takes over.
Well, he was asked about that moment last night.
Yeah, I feel good. Everything's good. I went up to that dude that intercepted me and asked him, like, bro, you couldn't just, like, ran out of bounds or, like, cut back? It's like, you seen me and I seen you. Like, you wanted to just run me over. He told me after the game there was, like, he's like, there's no room. There was nowhere else to go. So, you know, he got to do what he got to do to help his team win games. And you know, I wasn't planning on using my head to go hit him.
You stuck your shoulder down there, but I guess his leg kind of did kick, like, the side of your head. You never felt any ill effects from it?
Nah, didn't feel any of that. That was pretty bad tackling for him, though. That was pretty terrible.
Man, I'm glad he can laugh about it. I'm not laughing about it.
Definitely not laughing.
I'm not laughing about it. And, hey, it's his body, his head, his career. It's to a let somebody else make it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. There were three. Just get away. Yeah. Run away. Like the old Monty Python line. Run away. Yeah.
Please. We're not going to hold it against you.
I'm not.
You know?
Would you? Would anybody sit there and go, he's turning down?
And, I mean, anything save of like that would have won the game, and that was the game-saving tackle. Which,
Super Bowl. That's
it. That's it. Other than that.
Come on.
Like, come on.
Week 10, get out of here. Leave. Run away.
But he's a football player, man.
That's like, what I mean. Instinct takes over.
That's what I'm saying. It's good and bad that he's not thinking about it.
That's a very great way that you set that up, by the way.
Good and bad.
The Rams, man, this one, they had this one. They had this one. Only the eighth time in the Sean McVay era where they did not score an offensive touchdown. I think it's only the second time with Stafford there. They just couldn't get it done. They couldn't come up with the – and it's just – it was all over the place where sometimes the line couldn't stop anybody. Another time, snap goes over Stafford's head. Sometimes you tip the cap to the Dolphins defense, like the first play of the game to Kyron Williams for a loss of 10.
Right.
It was always one of those plays that would just blow the drive up.
But even that first play of the game was a little too cute. Just hand it off.
I don't know. Again, I understand you could always say that's too cute here, too cute there. But, I mean, if you don't go in Sean McVay, we trust. I mean, at this point in time, in this day and age, I mean, listen.
Kicking the field goals early, like, to put yourself down 8, you're banking on the less than 5% chance of an onside kick. Just score a touchdown.
No, I thought
show some guts.
I know there was one more down. There was 38 seconds to go. You know, there was one more down to try to get in the end zone. But also, I don't know. It just wasn't their night. There was another moment where Stafford could have flipped one to Kyron Williams for a score, and he went to the back end of the end zone. He wasn't seeing it. It just seemed to be off literally from the very first second. And again, that would have been a big one because they would have been 5-4, tied with the 40. They would have been in second place above the 49ers.
Yeah.
Okay. And one half game behind Arizona, who, let's not forget, boat raced the Rams when they had everybody on injured reserve at once back in week 2. And that would have been a nice one for them to put themselves in position in the back half of the season to win this division, which they still can do. I mean, they're only a game and a half behind the Cardinals, who are on a bye. They go to New England, which isn't anybody's homecoming anymore, I don't think. And then they're home for Philadelphia on a Sunday night, visiting New Orleans. That game against Buffalo will be an interesting one. Certainly, I'm sure there'll be a lot of I mean, if Bill's Mafia made things tough up in Seattle, where Geno Smith was complaining about it feeling like the 12th man was wearing a buffalo on the side of their helmet, I mean, that won't be a good one in Los Angeles. They got to really show up and see whose house it is. At San Francisco, there's some winnable games up there. That's all I'm saying. And
oh yeah, for sure.
Winnable games up there. The Rams absolutely have a chance to make the playoffs. The best part about last night, as well, is it's the type of loss, or the category of loss, out of conference.
Right.
Don't want to do it in conference. Don't want to do it in division. Certainly don't want to do it in division at home. You know, but it's the type of loss that will leave a mark. It's just like, damn it, we could have had it. We had it. We should have had it. We made too many mistakes. They just made way too mistake prone to win a football game against a team that showed up and played their best football all year long. That's a big one for Miami, who are 3-6. And I'll tell you what, man. Three and six ain't the end of it when you got a 4-6 team in Cincinnati that's looking at the rest of this conference that's got a 5-5 team sitting in the seventh spot. And the Miami Dolphins, after that nice flight home, they are home twice. Vegas and New England. You're looking at 5-6 maybe if they do that. And then that would make for a huge Thanksgiving night game in Green Bay. Before the Jets come in, they're at Houston, home for San Francisco, at Cleveland. On a Sunday night that I think you could flex that out right now in week 17, and then they finish up at the Jets. There's some winnable games for the Dolphins, too.
Yeah, 9 wins is going to get that 7th spot.
Think certainly if you're sitting at a 7, you know, entering week 11 where the 7th spot's occupied by a 500 team.
And 9's going to do it, so it's wide open.
That was a must-win for them last night, and they came up with it. And then the Rams just kept shooting themselves in the foot. That was our Monday Night Review presented by Lowe's, official partner of the NFL. It's easy to make the right calls with the right team, so kick off your next home improvement project with Lowe's. Lowe's knows home improvement. Coming up next, the Academy Award winner, J.K. Simmons in Red One. The most ripped Santa Claus in the history of Santas ever. Seriously. Bill joining us next right here on The Rich Eisen Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk LinkedIn people and small business owning. I'm a small business owner. Yeah, I might host the Rich Eisen Show, but I run it too. Rich Eisen Productions is a small business. And when you're hiring for small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. It's not just a job board, this LinkedIn. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. LinkedIn knows that small businesses are wearing so many hats and might not have the time or resources to hire. That's why you got to use them. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. That's linkedin.com/Eisen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, J.K. Simmons about to join us. And he's a diehard Buckeye guy. And, you know, and we're always having fun with each other because, you know, Ohio State folks cannot stop thinking about Michigan. The other way around, we don't really think about Ohio State all the time, but Ohio State thinks about Michigan all the time. and case in point, Purdue was in the horseshoe. Did you see this? The halftime was a day at the zoo, I guess. So they formed a bear. You want to roll this video here? There it is. And there's a Michigan flag at the bottom left. So the bear rears up. And then out comes a poop emoji that they cover the Michigan flag with. Very high class moment where the bear is taking a deuce.
Choreography and the time and effort that goes into executing very something impressive. Like that. Very impressive.
It's very impressive that the Ohio State band would think of taking that time. And all I have to say is, you know, good luck. Win it all. Win another one for the Big Ten. Make it two in a row. Otherwise, you know, the last Big Ten team to win it all would be named Michigan. I'm just saying, have your fun with your trombones and your horns. All I'm just saying in advance of our next guest, that's not my kind of tempo.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Honestly, go and win it. You spent $13 million on your NIL to get these kids.
Of course. I was
go
waiting
and win
to see
it.
When
go and win it. Go and win it. No, go and win
amount.
It. Just go have your fun now. You're going to have your fun in a couple weeks, that's for sure. Go ahead and win it. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One of my favorite humans. Gotten to know him throughout the years, having lived here in Los Angeles, California. And he is an Oscar winner and getting set to star in a film in a theater near you nationwide on Friday from Prime Video's Red One, J.K. Simmons, back on the program. How are you doing, J.K.?
I'm great. How are you, man?
I'm doing better for seeing you. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about, J.K.? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean... bands, marching bands, that level of delightful creativity. College football. I mean, I'm sure you want to revisit the World Series some more. Whatever you want to talk about.
See, now I don't know why we need the visual support here from my my crew and the staff, but come on, J.K. What gives
you? And just even more fantastic is I'm also I'm actually an alum of the University of Montana Grizzlies. So just that the bear scat be a part of that was extra bonus.
How much have you been following your team based on how busy you are, J.K.?
Well, yeah, it has been a challenge because I've been shooting in I was shooting in Reykjavik for 4 weeks. And now we're on the big press tour for Red One, and we're in New York now. We were in Berlin, we were in London. So there have been some spoilers involved. Unfortunately, it's hard to tell everybody. No, I'm going to watch the game 30 hours after it happened, and you know, don't tell me about it.
No, I know. I just came back from Munich, where I called Giants and Panthers on Sunday, and decided, you know what?
In that game, I did. I haven't. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I decided, you know what? I'm going to stay up till 2 in the morning and watch Michigan, Indiana on my laptop. And that's what you have to do. You got to stay up that late in order to actually see it when you're over there in London or Munich or what have you. So I totally get it. I totally get it. You know, but at any rate, it's good to see you nonetheless, J.K. Simmons. When we spoke last, you were like all jacked up and ripped for this role, right? For this role in Red One, correct?
You're saying I'm not right now? Is that the implication?
I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you were working out. You were telling us you were working out for your next role, and then you revealed it was for Santa. I'm like, what?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I was a hitting the gym fool there, definitely. And which, I mean, I've tried to be. That's my favorite character, actually, is the guy behind us, Garcia, the polar bear.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I mean, nothing against Dwayne and Chris and Lucy, but my wife, when she saw the movie for the first time, she was like, I wanted more Garcia. Yes, I did spend overtime in the gym because there is a scene in the movie where I'm working out. I get to reading the script. I get to page 20. It's like, oh, and Santa's in the gym with The Rock. And I thought, that's mildly intimidating and motivating.
Did you at any point let Dwayne work in? Did you spot him? What happened there, JK?
Yeah, I mean, in between takes, we would take the 500-pound barbell and, you know, I would curl it and nice. Put it on the press for Dwayne to work on. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm getting somewhere, at least hunting and pecking for that piece of information, JK. I got it. That's good.
Behind the scenes.
So now, tell me about the film and what you like about it. What you think is going to be enjoyable for all of us to see, J.K. Simmons.
It's honestly, I say this all the time, but it's the script. You know, I mean, I knew it was going to be Dwayne. I knew it was going to be Chris. I knew Lucy was on board, and Jake Kasdan was going to be the director. So I was definitely predisposed to want to do it. Plus, it's a chance to play maybe the most iconic character of all time. So I was really glad when I dove into the script itself and saw that it was just one really wonderful idea after another and such a great combination of, it's the trifecta, you know, it's thrills and adventure. It's laughs. I mean, there's some hilarious banter, especially between Chris and Dwayne, and it just, you know, it gets you right here too.
Yeah, Red One, because that's your code name. You're kidnapped. Santa Claus is kidnapped, and Dwayne plays the head of security, the North Pole head of security. Correct?
Yes.
Had no idea such a role existed. Didn't know
a lot that. Of things that people did not know that this movie will reveal about what really goes on at the North Pole, and sort of borrowed from German mythology as well with some of the bad guys that create the conflict. It's a fantastic world that the creatives came up with, and I was just really happy to be the guy that they picked to play old Nick.
Yeah, Red One again in theaters on Friday, nationwide, obviously in a theater near you. So how long did you say you've been in Iceland, JK? How long have you been?
I was in Iceland for about 5 weeks, shooting a period political drama about the Reagan-Gorbachev summit.
Okay.
Jeff Daniels and Jared Harris. It's called Reykjavik, the movie. So that's where that summit took place. So,
sure.
So a little different vibe from Red One.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you're moving south. You go from North Pole to Iceland. You know, soon you'll be in the Iberian Peninsula. And then you'll just go around the world, JK. You know?
On a boat on the Atlantic, maybe. Yeah.
The only reason why I'm asking is were you out of the country when the Tigers got red hot? JK, were you out of the?
Well, I was in the country for that August, you know, September run, and oh my, that was so fun. You know, when you don't have expectations, really, when you're just hoping, I don't know, maybe 500, and the team, everybody says they're sellers at the deadline, and you go, please don't. Oh my God, there was talk about let's see what we can get for Scooble, and I'm like, no, please don't. Yeah. And to see the run we went on was fantastic. Our playoff run ended while I was in Reykjavik with Jeff Daniels, who's a giant Tiger fan. But it was a real joy.
Yeah, they were really amazing to watch. And Scooble, in particular. I mean, I don't. When do we hear the Cy Young Award being announced? That hasn't. That's going to be his, I'd imagine, when that comes out.
One of the
out.
More, yeah, anticlimactic announcements. Oh, Terry Scooble. Wow, what a surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, the awards are this weekend. Yeah. No, I think it should be him. Obviously, you know, the closer, the Guardians had a terrific regular season, too. But, you know, this guy
the guy we beat in the postseason?
That's the guy the Yankees took care of, JK. But, you know, I understand. But I don't. I stopped following baseball about game five. That's when I stopped following baseball.
Fifth inning of game five, approximately.
Pretty much. Although I was there with my 13-year-old son in Dodger Stadium for game one. down the right field line, and Freddie Freeman's home run flight went right past my line of sight. It was gone. Wow. right from the get-go.
A lovely moment for you.
Well, it's what we call a teachable moment for parenting, JK, that I had to make sure my son understood, you know?
That's a beautiful thing. And I'm experiencing that still with my kids are in their 20s and still trying to, they're helping me, you know, with my sports anxiety. Yes. Because I have to help them, especially our daughter who takes it to heart. One more Tigers thing. Sorry.
Sure, go ahead,
one of my favorite stats was Hader, the closer that we beat to eliminate the Astros, his salary, his annual salary was more than our entire active roster. That's some money ball right there.
That is some money ball right there. You know, and also, screw it, I'll just go right here before I let you go on your day. My 13-year-old son is also a diehard Wolverine fan. So even with the Yankee loss, even with the Yankee loss, we're still feeling good. You know what I mean? Like 2024 is still a victorious year for us, JK. That's the way we're looking at it right
now. A good spin. Yeah. Well, yeah, no more wins than losses, right? So sure, you've won some football games.
Yes.
That's cute. That's adorable.
You know, I can't even do this with you this time around. The annual, what do you want to do for this game? Because the pent up rage is all going to be just unleashed in four quarters, I imagine, JK, you know?
I mean, obviously, I hope so. It's also, I'm always terrified when we're a giant favorite against anybody, you know, especially that team up north. So, yes, but I'm looking forward. I might even view the game live.
Ooh.
I usually can't take that amount of stress on my system. I usually, even if I'm home and like not doing anything else.
Yeah.
Be recording it so I can skip through not that we don't love our commercials, especially the ones, but I do like to fast forward through the commercials and at least not have that
right
pent up angst, you know, for another 2.5 minutes when you're waiting to see if we're gonna have another brilliant goal line stand.
Are you a Lions fan too, or no, not so much, JK?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as big an NFL guy, I'm a Detroit guy. I mean, I don't follow hockey or basketball at all, but I hope the Pistons win. And yeah, I mean, the Lions resurgence certainly has been a really, really fun thing to watch the last couple of years.
Hey, man. And then I know you and I haven't spoken in a while. That draft in late April, May, where there were 750,000 people in the city of Detroit. And then what this coach does and how he speaks and how this team plays. And again, you know, I know, you know, despite us being on opposite sides of the greatest rivalry in college football, if not all of sports, you and I, anybody who does root for either one of our institutions of higher learning, has a certain style of football that you appreciate and a certain sensibility when a team goes out there. And the Lions are kind of personifying that right now.
Yeah,
JK.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's fun to watch that running game and that defense. And I mean, all of it. I mean, obviously that, you know, the quarterback trade between the Rams and the Lions has, you know, has worked out pretty well for both teams. And, you know, to watch Goff do his thing. And yeah, it's look at that. What a striking uniform. It's almost as good as the old English D.
I knew you would say something like that. Hey, man, congrats on Red One in advance. Can't wait for everybody to come out and see you and stay in touch. And best of luck to everything that you do, man. Big fan, as you already know.
And your 13-year-old is going to love Red One. It's a great 13-year-old boy movie.
I can't wait to have him go ahead and see that when he's done with his schoolwork. Red One, Dwayne Johnson, Chris Evans, Lucy Liu, and our friend J.K. Simmons right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Take care of yourself, brother.
You do, man.
That's J.K. Simmons right here on the program, everybody. There he goes. Okay. Man, you stayed up till, you know,
very early.
You guys, 6 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when he says that it is tough when you're over there in Europe, you know?
Very.
But there he goes. There's J.K. Simmons, everybody. Loves the Ohio State marching band. Why not? Okay, let's take some phone calls here. Derek in Missouri's been hanging on since jump.
Derek.
What's up, Derek? How you been?
I'm doing good, Rich. How was Germany this year?
Great. Loved it. Was fantastic. Hopefully you enjoyed watching the game from an Allianz Arena. What a scene that is there. What a scene.
I can imagine. I was going to say, you guys had a magnificent set down there in Germany. They treated you pretty well down there, didn't they?
They certainly did.
Yeah, they did.
Absolutely.
We had a good time. Good team building, good hang.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What's on your mind?
I have an overreaction for you, Rich.
Okay, what do you have?
So after my Broncos failed to beat the Chiefs on Sunday after that disappointing blocked field goal where my offensive line got pile drive like a John Deere tractor, Rich, the 72 Dolphins will crack the champagne this upcoming Sunday when the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the season.
Okay. Derek in Missouri. Okay. Right there. I mean, you can't – is that really an overreaction? I don't even know. What is a town where – thanks for the call, Derek. Where is a town where Mo Green does not have a plaque or a signpost or any markings in his honor?
Rich. The Bills are 1.5-point favorites.
What does that mean?
That means if they were to play a game, the Bills would win by 2, and everyone would be happy in Buffalo.
But 1.5-point, like, what's the point of saying it's 1.5 points? Isn't that
because you want to cover the 1 or the 2 point? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I should be point this out.
What does that mean? I understand. What,
no, I know that you get it.
But what I'm saying is, what is that being communicated by those who do this for a living?
Oh, this is being communicated that this game is basically even.
Right. But because it's in Western New York.
Bills get a slight nod.
Is that it?
Yeah. In the old days, you know, home field advantage was a 3-point lock. Home team, boom, 3-point favorite. Now, home field is kind of 2, 1.5, 2. Right. It's not much anymore.
In terms of Germany.
Also, Patrick Mahomes always wins as an underdog.
For sure. I hear you. In terms of Germany, I got to tell you something. And I'm so glad you guys were there. And, you know, Mike, if we were so fortunate to go back to Germany, you know, whatever you were doing this weekend, you got to tell your employers at Fox that
I want pretzels and beer.
You know, but you want to have another assignment or like you got something going on.
Daddy
to find
Fox
somebody to fill in for you. It's unreal how significant the NFL is in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys felt it, right? You met people.
On the street.
You met people. Mm-hmm. You went to that bar, that Irish bar that was open for Thursday night football from 2 to 4 a.m. before they kicked you out. You know, yep. and then when you go to the stadium, to Allianz Arena, 70,000 people, there were 400,000 requests for tickets. And,
what?
You know, there were, you know, and my poker buddies came out there. You met some of them we met all of them on Friday night at Hofbräuhaus. I had lunch in the beer gardens with them on Saturday, and we ran into a couple people from Long Island here and there. But everyone else had accents wearing a Packers hat.
Mm-hmm.
They accents wearing a Niners jersey. Accents
Seahawks.
Wearing Seahawks are big
Seahawks
over
are
there.
Big, yeah.
Right?
Seahawks
I mean, and so this is real. And it's awesome. It really is great to see. And the atmosphere in that arena, it's unlike anything in the United States. It really is. And it's not like in London either. It's more raucous. They're drinking, they're having a blast, they're chanting, they're doing, and they're also totally knowledgeable about what's on the field.
Yeah.
It's not like they're cheering loudly for a touchdown that's obviously going to get called back.
Right.
I mean, it is awesome. It's great. And so apparently Berlin is next, maybe, in Germany. There should be a game in Germany forevermore in the NFL every year.
Yeah.
There should, because there's an insatiable desire for it there. And I'm so glad you guys witnessed it yourself.
Yeah.
And the teams want to win. The teams want to win. You know, some players might be like, oh, I got to take a flight all the way over here. I'm not really sampling anything out there. Although Bryce Young And his family did go through the BMW tour on Saturday you guys did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
You're on our special.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Roku Joe was going through it with the Youngs.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
He was there. Yeah, it was great. And so we saw a couple of Giants players out at the beer garden that Saturday, and you could tell because they were wearing their own special Germany gear. Mm-hmm. They were drinking water, I might add. Oh, okay.
Good.
They weren't like, woo-hoo, we're going to go out and hang.
Might have helped Daniel Jones. I don't know.
Speaking of that, so we're in our broadcast meeting, and Daniel Jones is coming in. We're going to get him next. And Malik Nabers sat down. And I don't know what was going on. I think Malik, I don't know the communication between the two of them or whatever, but they sat down together. And
that's unusual, right?
Very.
Okay.
Very. But it's unusual. Malik, it was only the second broadcast meeting. The Giants told us only the second broadcast meeting he's ever been part of. Mm. And, you know, I didn't sense much palpable chemistry between the two. To be honest with you, I just don't know if Daniel Jones just hides his personality specifically or not. And he's so thoughtful. And he's so obviously smart. And at one point, Kurt Warner asked the two of them to say one thing about the other that they were impressed with. And the thing that Malik said about Daniel Jones was he didn't know he was this fast. Didn't know he was that fast. And Malik Nabers, I should say as well before I'm about to go on about with Daniel Jones, is really impressive. Very impressive. Brian Daboll told us that he is constantly coming up with concepts and plays that he is coming up with to offer himself up as a decoy because of what he's seeing on film. And that Daboll takes those plays and puts them in the playbook, not necessarily going to call them, but he also wants to make sure that Malik continues to do this by saying, okay, you do this, you'll see it on the call sheet. Whether he calls it or not is a different story. Obviously, that's up to Daboll. And what Daboll's calling, guys, people are open. They are open. The number of times we were in a commercial break and Kurt was, you know, talking back to the truck to say those guys were open and they were started to right around the middle of the first quarter, second quarter, because you have to, when you're calling a game, start to notice what's happening and see if it becomes a trend. We might be talking about it in the third quarter. So, you know, let's just say last night, for instance, with the Rams. Remember the miscues package that popped up in the Monday night game? They start compiling those. So if that's the trend and that's now a story in the third, fourth quarter, you're going to show that. So they were starting to compile the number of times that Kurt sees from up where he's sitting, people are open and Jones misses him. First drive, Malik Nabers gets open on a third down and Jones with a clean pocket airmails him. The flea flicker. Now you could sit here and go, why are they calling a flea flicker when they're moving up and down the field and you got Tyrone Tracy Jr., who by the way is a very talented kid. He's good. Giants have some players who can catch it and run it. And why are you calling for a flea flicker? Well, because it was going to work. There were two guys on the route. They were both wide open. And Jones held on to it. Held on to it. And at the top of the screen, I saw this live. And if you watch the replay again, if they show the replay of the All-22, you can see Daboll at the top of the screen. Kind of losing it. And you know, he's I think his comportment on the sidelines this year is something he's been working on, because that was brought up to him, I guess, in the offseason. Like, hey, man.
Yeah, his body language.
Oh, remember that? That was a conversation there?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's hot.
He's scheming them up. Guys, they are open. And it's just like, it's year six for you. How are we missing this? If the Giants cut him before next June 1, they save $19 million on the cap. That's all you need to know. Wow. I mean, that's truly all you need to know.
Yeah.
It would cost them $22 in dead money, but I think they're ready to pay it. And if some of this money is guaranteed, if he gets hurt in the next 6-7 games, it might be Drew Lock time. And that may be what they're considering over the next week plus. They love Dable. The owners love him. There's a lot to like about him, certainly when you meet him. He's just like a regular dude.
Yeah, we saw him on the street in the yeah, Phoenix, right? Super Bowl, and yeah, he was great.
Saban guy, Belichick guy, yep. You know, and the type of guy you want in New York City with a thick skin or whatever, but I based on what we saw in that game, they could have won it, man. And I know that they got overtime because Jones did have a nice fourth quarter. That's the crazy thing, too. He's like, where is that in the first three quarters?
He's got moments in every game where you're just like, okay, this is it. This was the playoff guy that we saw in Minnesota, and then he does the dumbest.
But you remember the red flags involving neighbors coming out of the draft?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see a damn thing. That he's on it. Like, he's prepped. He's ready to go.
I like that he's drawn up plays.
Yeah, he is.
That's cool.
Yeah,
good.
And not for
he's
him.
Doing that.
Good note.
Yeah, for decoy.
For
he's
him,
suggesting
yeah.
be decoy.
Yeah, I guess it's one thing if it's like, hey, I got all these plays for me.
Yeah, yeah. I asked him, like, do you ever see that out of a rookie? And he kind of was like, I don't see that out of a lot of veterans.
Yeah.
I got to say, too, I was happy for you and Kurt that the game went overtime.
Please.
Just because I knew that's all you really wanted was a good game, a game that you could get excited yeah. and call. So when that game went to overtime, I was kind of like, all right, yeah, good for you guys.
I started asking the crew, how do you say overtime in German? I got a couple of suggestions. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, you didn't impress the way Hockley impressed going out there in the second, making that call. Holy cow.
I know.
The crowd went nuts
After he did that, I not only started brushing up on my German, but I started doing some curls. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the program. Bijan Robinson still to come, and I got a top five list of the biggest storylines that have not panned out in the NFL. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales have. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
I did not approve this, but that's part of me delegating to you, our social media grandmaster. You put out on Instagram a photograph. It says breaking: Bears trading for Russell Wilson. And And what's today's date? What's today's
date? It is April 1st, Rich.
And that is what? It is April Fool's Day. So it's 5 minutes to air, and I have my phone's on the desk, and it's buzzing, and
yeah.
And I see it is, you know, it's Jeff Garland. Is the caller there? Is the caller there on the Rich?
Yes.
Jeff from Chicago.
What's funny about it? Nothing's funny about it. Nothing is funny about it. Our friend Doug Robinson texts me.
Yes.
Capital Russell Wilson. He says, you know, Rich doesn't usually get the scoops. Adam Schefter should be on this. Well, that should have made me suspicious.
Yeah.
But no, I have so much respect for the Rich Eisen show that I know that they have connections that nobody else has.
That's true.
Well, you know what, Rich? I'm not going to swear, but I got to tell you, your little social media boy, he's going to get his. Oh, my God.
TJ, do you have anything to say to Jeff Garland?
Yeah. Happy April Fool's Day.
All right. Hey, TJ, you don't know what you've brought down on yourself. You don't even have a clue.
I'm
you
ready
know
for
the power that I have, especially in practical jokes. I'm going to nail you so hard.
Pause.
You know what? I hope you enjoy your testicles right now because they're going to disappear.
No, but I need them.
Oh, my God.
Ah, yes. Back in the day. So much fun with Jeff Garland, everybody.
April Fools.
Hey, everybody. Let's talk Sleep Number for a brief bit here. Almost halfway through the NFL regular season. Is it more important now than ever for NFL players to get the best possible sleep? Yes. How about for those who cover it? You bet. And a great way to get the sleep that you need is Sleep Number. My Sleep Number sitting is 60. My wife's is 70, 10 numbers apart, but it makes the world of difference. You can set your side of the bed to the way that you want it. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should definitely stop at a Sleep Number store. They can assess your body's pressure points and recommend a bed at every price point that's just right for you. So if you're in the market for a new bed, please stop at a Sleep Number store. One of my favorite developments in the history of this show is the fact that Carl Anthony Towns is a friend of the program, and not just that, but has taken a liking and an affinity to TJ Jefferson. TJ, coming off of the Eagles' destruction of the Dallas Cowboys, Carl Anthony Towns had his people make up a video just for you.
Oh, God.
It's Cooper Rush season, TJ Jefferson.
Are you sure about that?
I like to associate myself with winners.
It's their first of two games against Philadelphia. Philadelphia at home.
That's a win.
Nope.
Houston's a win in Washington. I'm back on.
Stop it. Get some help.
I definitely know the number of a good New York City florist. Send it straight to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
Because we're gonna beat the Eagles, and then I'm gonna get back on the bandwagon.
They beat the Eagles.
Carl Anthony Towns made TJ with a spit take. Oh. But wait.
There's more.
Mike Del Tufo.
Oh, my God. What is happening here?
Yet another presentation. No! Look at all the balloons.
This guy, man.
Liz. Can't even fit all the balloons. Take this. Take that. Thank you. Oh, here's the flowers.
Oh,
all right.
What
I now have the
is
note
this?
From Carl Anthony Towns. The note.
Oh, this is incredible.
The note just reads quite simply. Should I put it right here? I don't know if you can see it. It just says simply, TJ, how about them Cowboys?
Oh, my God.
Cat. That's all it simply says. And I believe...
I would say let's count these babies.
What was the final score?
I don't think we need
34 to 6.
I think we know how many are there.
There are 34 balloons. Oh, I think there's the number.
There's
three
also the number.
Four.
Yeah, the number's 34.
It's 6.
Yeah,
it's 36.
No, that's 6 on the for the points the Cowboys score.
Oh, that's right. 34
to 6.
Yeah, there's the balloon 3, the balloon 4. I believe there's probably 34 balloons.
I would say there's 6 balloons, right?
The 6 balloons.
Carl Anthony Towns, you are a national treasure, sir.
This guy is my favorite.
I hate you, Cat.
He's so good.
No, you don't.
I hate you, Cat.
You love him. You love to hate him. Well done.
All right, you know what?
A video, balloons, and flowers. My God, this florist must be like, what's going on at the Rich Eisen show?
Those guys really like green.
All right, TJ, so we're about to bring it over.
Yeah, I guess we got to set up station again here for the next week.
Bijan Robinson will be joining us next from the Atlanta Falcons. But Carl Anthony Towns,
smokes.
You Come are on. Here in spirit, sir. Oh, there's all the, by the way, three laughing emoji, crying emojis as well. It's part of the card.
Cowboys!
All right, probably bring it over.
That's insanity, man.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
You get the music.
And
Rich,
I got to assume there's probably 34 balloons, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know he's not half stepping.
Well, there's the numbers 3 and 4, and then I think there's 34 green and whites. And then the number 6 is attached.
Let's move them over this way,
to the blue roses.
Put these over here.
Yeah, that's right.
Got there. Yeah, yeah. And the six.
Six is in fact attached to the blue roses.
To the blue roses, yeah.
We got camera movement now. This is so great. Good.
This is.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Like I said, Jerry Jones, this is your fault.
And then you don't play again till what, December 29th? Is that what he said? Wow.
Six. Maybe turn that around. Maybe give us nine.
Damn
points.
Act together.
I mean, it wouldn't have mattered.
I mean,
just another beautiful bouquet of green roses.
You take way too much joy in this.
We
Rich
know they
Eisen.
Last a couple weeks, dude. This is great. Oh.
So TJ, we took you off of the thread, but Rich did send us a screen grab of his conversation with Kat a couple days ago. And all it said was, plans are in motion.
Why do I get it taken off the thread? You know what I mean? I knew this was coming. Well, we all knew this was coming.
Not like this, you didn't.
How about them Cowboys?
Wow.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude,
why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year? Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.